Frank loses last chance in court. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 8th of December, 1914. Page 7, column 5. His only hope for life is at the hands of Governor John M. Slayton. Early appeal will be made. Now that Leo Frank has lost his last fight in the courts, his attorneys have begun preparing a strong appeal that is to be submitted to the Prison Commission of Georgia and to Governor John M. Slayton. The exact date on which the appeal will be made has not been decided upon, owing to the inability of counsel to determine when it will be completed. Attorneys Leonard and Herman J. Haas, associated with Harry Alexander, will be aided by attorneys Henry C. Peoples and John L. Tye in this final move. Judge Ben Hill will sign the writ of habeas corpus Wednesday morning, after which Frank will be brought before him and be resentenced to the gallows. The date of his resentencing, however, will not be made public. Supreme Court refuses. When the Supreme Court in Washington announced the decision Monday morning refusing to grant a writ to review the Frank evidence, attorney Harry Alexander, who was then in Washington, conferred over long-distance telephone with Louis Marshall, the criminal lawyer engaged only recently in the Frank case. Following the conference, Mr. Alexander announced that no further steps would be taken in Washington. He caught a train for Atlanta to hurry back to confer with his fellow counselors in presenting their plea before Governor Slayton and the prison board. Governor Slayton said Monday afternoon that he was not intimately acquainted with the evidence in the Frank case, but that he would review it thoroughly, as in all cases, before making his decision. Lawyers, familiar with the case, say that there can be no other move in Frank's behalf but the plea to the commission and governor.